And a good morning to you. Welcome to News Talk 1110 KBND. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. A little on the blustery side today. And no, I'm not talking about Donna. We'll tell you the full forecast and all that coming up. But right now, the news brought to you by Serenity Lane. Here's Donna James.
Thank you very much. Good morning. Either reauthorize timber receipt payments or allow counties to engage in more timber harvesting. That's the message that Deschutes County Commissioner Tammy Bainey took to Washington, D.C. recently and shared Wednesday on 1110 KBND's Your Town. The concern is that the Secure Rural Funding Program might fall under the budget acts. Bainey said allowing selective thinning and harvesting could create jobs and increase forest health.
It's really critical for us to be able to manage those resources and make sure that we don't catch fire. It's a public safety issue, and Secure Rural Schools means many things to us. Not only is the dollars that come in to help to pay for our roads and to pay for some of our schools, but it also means proper forest management practices.
In its heyday, the Secure Rural School funding meant $3.2 million for Deschutes County. It has been gradually decreasing and is due to end in 2012. Right now, the program helps fund Deschutes County road maintenance. Central Oregon Drug Enforcement arrested a Bend man for illegally trafficking heroin. Officers arrested 24-year-old Jordan Ashley of Bend following a high-speed chase. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
Jordan Ashley was stopped by an officer and then drove away before the officer could reach his car. He traveled down a dead-end road and then fled on foot. Officers caught him and took him into custody. This arrest follows a three-month-long investigation by the code team into the illegal trafficking of heroin by Ashley in the Central Oregon area. Officers seized 23 grams of heroin worth about $2,500 at the time of Ashley's arrest. He is charged with reckless driving and possession and delivery of a controlled substance in the first degree. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
Wasco County officials have ruled the death of a Bend man, Dan Carter, a suicide. Carter went missing last September when he told his roommate he was going to drive the McKenzie Pass. He was never seen alive again. His car was found in the Mount Hood National Forest last December. A couple of days later, his remains were found about a mile away. The medical examiner's report and detectives concluded his death was a suicide. A knife was the only weapon found nearby. Earlier, we brought you the story about the increase in illness due to these last winter months. Denise Del Colley with Central Oregon Pediatrics Association said last year there was such a huge scare about the H1N1 that this year people might be forgetting the basic practices of avoiding viruses.
Be very careful about touching anything and then touching your eye. Anybody coughing within 6 feet of the face, the virus or bacteria floats on little particles of saliva when you sneeze or cough, and it can go right into the eye, and that's how a lot of people get sick.
Del Colley said there is a high incident of strep, RSV, or respiratory syncytial virus and croup this season, especially for kids with weakened immunity. She said symptoms include fever and a croaking-type cough or wheeze. Early diagnosis can keep the kids out of the hospital. She adds to remember the basic hygiene practices: cover your cough, frequent and washing hands, and using hand sanitizers. Two people were stuck in an elevator on the outside of a huge crane at the port of Portland's Terminal 6. 40-mile-an-hour winds caused the elevator to get stuck. Paul Carraw with the Fire Bureau said they used one of the ladder trucks to rescue the pair. The wind made the rescue interesting.
It did bounce around the ladder a little bit while the firefighters were up there, but those ladders are made to stay in some high winds.
The elevator was stuck at 80 feet, so the 100-foot ladder was extended all the way to reach them. If the elevator got stuck any higher, they would have been lowered down by the rope rescue team. The need for backpacks in Bend is growing. The need is greater than ever for students to be supplied with a stable food source over the weekend. KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Backpacks in Bend started at Nativity Lutheran Church. The youth group puts together the backpacks with non-perishable food so kids whose main food supply is the school district don't go hungry over the weekend. Amy Fraley began the program.
We started with 25 backpacks, and we're up to more than 100 families being served every weekend, and that represents at least 300 meals per weekend.
Backpacks in Bend started in the fall of 2009. The Rotary Club of Bend is helping raise funds this spring to support this program. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND Radio News.
That's a look at your news. I'm Donna James. You can depend